I'm an exchange alumnus.
I'm an exchange alumna.
I'm an exchange alumna.
I'm an exchange alumnus.
I am an exchange alumna.
I'm an exchange alumna.
People, places, and international exchange. Voices of Exchange delivers unforgettable first-person stories from people transformed by international exchange. These exchange alumni share stories of growth, unexpected friendship, and career inspiration from all around the world.
We are
the Voices of Exchange.
People see me like a threat because the young people are able to come together through the Bullet Book project. It is a uniting platform for the young people. It is a campaign that is aiming at young people to drop their guns and invest their energy and time in agriculture, in entrepreneurship, in demanding their rights, in demanding the democracy in the country.
In this episode, we speak with Jock Abraham Thon, founder and director of Promised Land Secondary School in South Sudan. That name might sound familiar, as Jock works closely with our previous guest, documentary filmmaker Gail Prensky. Today, Jock takes us on a journey of how he is fighting to save the soul of his country, and with it, the world. You're listening to Voices of Exchange.
My name is Jock Abraham Thon. I'm the founder of Promised Land Secondary School and Youth for Peace Education Initiative. I'm passionate about education and changing minds from bullet to book. Trying to invest my time and my talent to really fight for one of the world challenging situation that is gun violence. So my life has really changed when I joined Mandela Washington Fellowship family. I learned a lot through the fellowship program, and I also got connections. I built a very great network that is really helping me and helping the other young people in South Sudan. South Sudan is one of the countries actually that went through a long struggle. You know, it all began in 1955, before even Sudan independent, because the Southerners were not part of the independence of the Sudan during the British time. There were no schools built in the southern part of the country. There were no hospitals, there were no roads. So they were really marginalized. They were second-class citizens in their own country. So we flew to Uganda and many people died. So we flew to Uganda and we began as refugees. Life was really hard. I even lost my younger brother to malaria. There were no schools, you know. Life was really hard, you know. So as we were growing up, the war also continued in South Sudan. It killed 2.5 million people, you know, and that was the longest war in Africa. So when I came back to South Sudan after completing my high school, I joined University of Juba, where I studied economics. I understood there was issues to do with illiteracy in my country, because the longest war affected our people. 75% of the population cannot read and write. But the biggest call was when the conflict broke out in 2013 between the vice president and the president. And the war just erupted abruptly because there were illiterate young people who were ready to fight and die for their uncles or for their tribesmen. So actually it started in 2015. I went to the authorities, local authorities, and I told them, I have an idea of opening a school, because the conflict of 2013 really affected so many people, and a lot of people were displaced. Some kids were brought back from neighboring countries because their parents were not able to afford to pay their school fees in Uganda. So there were a lot of young people around me. And in the place I stayed, many young people joined criminal groups. So they became criminals. They became addicted to drugs. And I was really scared. And with the energy I have from Uganda, and being somebody who grew up in such a very hard environment, so I decided to have courage to open a school. So I went to authorities and I told them, hey, I need to open a school. Can you help get a land for me? So and they said, okay, sure, because we did not get young people who are really interested in such a bigger dreams. So, and they showed me the place. So I went and put down a temporary structure because I was not financially off. I was not financially okay. So I put down a temporary structure and I talked to my colleagues, teachers who were with me at the University of Juba, and we started the school. In 2016, I made an announcement in the church that if your child is interested to come to school, then you can come and register. And that's how we started. And in 2018, our school became the best in the country national examination, with two best students, one overall and one best female in the country. So Bullet to Book is really a big campaign to let the young people come back to their sense that the progress of Africa and the progress of each and everything that they need to see in Africa or across the world is in their hands. So Bullet to Book is also one of the biggest campaign I'm dreaming to really inspire our leaders across the world so that they can put policies that can guide gun violence, to put policies that can end issues to do with guns. So I believe this campaign, with the help of the US Department of State, will be able to reach far and reach more people across the world so that we bring down the issues of those guns, issues of killing children in the schools. It is really very sad. We need to put this to an end. People seem like a threat because the young people are able to come together through the Bullet to Book project. It is a uniting platform for the young people. It is a campaign that is aiming at young people to drop their guns and invest their energy and time in agriculture, in entrepreneurship, in demanding their rights, in demanding the democracy in the country. So, and connecting them to the young people across the world so that we have it. So what keep me going is the school. And, you know, Promised Land Secondary School has been providing education, quality education to the conflict affected children. And we have graduated a lot of students. So far now, this year we are going to have a total of 400 graduates, and 300 candidates are already in the university. We have one student now who is in the US. And this year we brought 86 IDPs children who are victims of flood to come and have free education in our school. So our school is the center of our message of Bullet to Book. So once you need to understand Bullet to Book, you come to our school and you see the diversity of students from across the country who are learning in the same ground, who are trying to change their minds so that they become global ambassadors of peace, as well as their countries and communities. So what keeps us going is the courage, the passion we have in education, and our small school that is in operation. The Bullet to Book and the presence of Girl Prince through the support of the U.S. Department of State was able to bring this organization together, to work together. And now young people of South Sudan, they are really working together and they have a united, they have a powerful voice together. Bullet to Book is also not targeting only in South Sudan. We are also targeting the global leaders and how they can join effort to denounce guns and revise the gun policies in their countries. Because if you look at the gun, if you look at the military expenses in all the countries across the world, it is one of the highest funded ministry. Like the Ministry of Defense is one of the highest funded ministries because of the guns. You see, then health. Government is supposed to invest their money in health, education, and infrastructure, but not guns. So the bullet to book is aiming at getting the world leaders to invest in education, health, infrastructure, but not guns. And with the networks that I have from the Mandela Washington Fellowship, I get a lot of inspiration each day. That give me a lot of energy, a lot of courage, and knowledge to face all the challenges I'm having. And the biggest challenge I have, Bullet to Book, is an initiative that needs to be heard. And if we have support, we'll be able to reach more people across the South Sudan and across the world. We'll be able to talk to people who are really not taking human life as valuable, but to consider that we human beings are equal, including children. And if this campaign is taken serious of, and then I think more people will be safe and our world will be safer than before.
We'd like to thank Jock Abraham Thon for joining us. You can learn more about Jock's project, Bullets to Books, on our website at alumni.state.gov. Also, if you didn't listen to Jock's partner, documentary filmmaker Gail Prensky, be sure to check it out. A special thank you to you, our listeners, for helping us reach over 1,000 downloads in our first 3 episodes. That's an important milestone for any podcast. As a reminder, if you haven't yet subscribed, you can do that on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to tell your friends. In true Voices of Exchange form, as I would say in Mandarin, xie xie zai jian, which means thank you and goodbye. But of course, we'll see you next time.